Hello, everyone. This is Bruce Elgort here for the Taking Notes Podcast, episode 32 for Wednesday, September 13th, 2006. Tonight's Podcastlet is a short interview I had earlier today with Chris Miller from Collaboration University in Kansas City, Missouri. So let's have a listen. So, Chris, Collaboration University, day one, right?
Day one is completed and over. The events are done, including the evening activities. We're on R&R break right now.
How much time do they give you for R&R break?
Actually, not much. We've got one slide set that we want to adjust for Friday based upon some stuff today. So we get a few hours.
You're doing this in the dorm room, right?
Doing the dorm room, exactly. Exactly. We have very nice rooms at the Hyatt, and we are relaxing. I think Carl Tyler crashed early. Gabriella Davis took a dinner break, I believe, with Rob, but everyone pretty much died out after the evening's welcome reception.
Mm-hmm. So what happened today?
Today was actually the opening session, but like I said, let's back up a day.
All right.
A day and a half. Everyone arrived here Monday or Tuesday, but yesterday we spent, 5 or 6 hours going through all the different slide presentations, trying to get them ready because we had some surprises for the attendees they didn't know about. So we spent all that, ate dinner, and then last night worked at the hotel until about 2:30 or 3 a.m., getting it ready because we took all the presentations, converted them to PDF, and surprised them. Rob asked them to take notes and said, oh, you're looking for your conference materials. I know. Well, everything is on your pen. We gave them 512 meg USB ink pens.
Nice.
So not only that, all of our sample toolkits and codes from the business partners was on there. The same time 7.5 launch from today from New York, the video was on there.
Wow.
All the PDFs of the presentations, all the extra toolkits, and everything else we could have, we put onto the USB pens that they all had in their binders when they checked in this morning.
That's pretty dang clever.
So imagine 3 or 4 laptops with 4 large ballpoint pens sticking out of them last night. I took a picture of it. I'll have it on Flickr later, but it looked like all our machines have been taken over by the Borg. So we all had 4 port USB hubs going.
Right on.
Updating the pens. So that's where we were. So this morning it jumped out early. They actually are doing breakfast at 7 a.m., which is incredibly early for a conference to me, but that's what we chose to do.
Lotusphere has breakfast at 7 a.m.
But no one's awake at 7.
That's true.
After 4 hours of Pleasure Island and everything else, no one's ever awake at 7 o'clock.
That's true.
But no, opening session was Rob with some very cool intros and some good humor about each of the – he told a little-known tip about each of the business partner speakers. So one of those unknown humanoid facts about each of us.
And what was yours?
Mine was I'm the only presenter Rob knows that actually changes my sessions live during my presentations. So I'm actually changing the slides as the session's going on. And I did that at Lotusphere, and Ed Brill a few years ago caught me doing that during Lotusphere. So. let's see. Carl is a classically trained violinist.
That I heard before.
Yeah, I had no idea.
And what about Rob? Did he tell a little-known fact about himself?
Yeah, he told about his music career, that he was a scholarship vocalist, classically trained vocalist, and actually even had an album years ago. Yeah.
We'll have to get a hold of that and put it on a future podcast.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to look for it, but I don't think it's out there in the Amazon iTunes world. It's probably hidden deep, dark, and away in his room somewhere.
We'll find it.
All right.
So what happened today?
Dave Marshak did the opening session. He did the majority of the work and didn't just do a show and tell on the same time. He actually wanted to talk about the future, more like considering same time 7.5, the closing of Generation 1 moving into Generation 2. More about the presence, more about the functionality, more about the integration, the dog ears. We hear the mashup words, things like that again. He showed off the click-to-call, the good new codecs, the voice chat, things like that. Mm-hmm. From there, nice breaks, but then it went straight into sessions. And it was nonstop. A couple sessions, lunch, a few more, but every one of them, all the attendees had an excellent time, it seems. The feedback has been great. Because it's smaller and more in-depth into two topics, we have a wide array of customers here. An amazing array, actually. I actually have one group that they're told to install same time. They don't run any Domino, no notes anywhere. Same time's their choice of platform for IAM and Collab, yet they've never touched nor seen it at all.
Wow.
So when this came up, they jumped at the chance to be here to spend 2.5 full days of just intensive training, but they were great with the Q&A. Because they were willing to learn. Mm-hmm. So today has been nonstop.
So was there a solution, a hosted same-time solution?
Hosted same time solution from us, of course. We're one of the offerings. Connectory does that. It was one of the announcements at the launch today in New York, actually. Mm-hmm. We're one of the partners on the big launch slide, but we're offering, you know, a hosted or managed solution through us in teaming with some of the other partners that do the plugins. So mm-hmm. a whole package.
I haven't been able to get a hold of Adam Gartenberg, but can you tell us about some of the things that were announced at the launch today?
We didn't see a lot at the launch today, honestly, because we were in session since 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
So we saw the video that they showed for the commercial for Sametime 7.5.
A commercial?
You could call it one of their video commercials.
Okay.
But the way it was promoted, it says, I believe it was, "Aren't you special?" or "Do you feel special?" And Rob actually used the image from it in this slideshow, but it's about people collaborating from work, from home, the snapshots of the desktops, the voice over IP was a huge part of it.
Right.
So it was like a commercial. It was one of their videos, but not like their normal ones with the loud music and showing the technology.
Yeah, I am Superman or...
Yeah, it was real world. Here's people at the office, the home office, collaborating and then doing screenshots. She's doing work. She's on her VoIP. She's actually... One thing I found interesting, and this was interesting. She was using a Bluetooth headset to connect to her PC over the VoIP for same time.
Oh, nice.
And, well, it just caught my eye because I just got a new Bluetooth and it was almost identical, and that's what caught my eye. But I was like, wow. So she's using the Bluetooth adapter.
You weren't looking at the girl. You were looking at her headset, right?
Right. It was an older lady. I was looking at the headset and paying attention because it was blinking. The Bluetooth was blinking in it too.
Right.
So it was kind of, you know, you could see it sticking out of her right ear. It was blinking.
Hey, everyone, I have a Bluetooth headset. Look at my blue blinking ear.
Right, or blue and red or purple if it's incoming calls, but yeah. It was all over VoIP with the new codecs.
Uh-huh. Do we know what she had? Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
Well, I was gonna say she had three or four people in the call too, which was the other catch. They were showing the multi audio chat capabilities. Mm-hmm.
Do we know what Willikai is yet, or no?
Not till tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, do some of us know? Yes. Or can we say anything? Not yet, but everyone will want it.
Okay, so tomorrow night I'll give you a jingle on Skype, and we'll talk about what Willikai is.
We'll talk about Willikai. We'll talk about the other day events for tomorrow. We've got some more special things we threw out for the attendees. Mm-hmm. We actually rented out the IMAX theater here in Kansas City. We're going to see the team building IMAX show on the fighter jet pilots. Red Flag. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take them all to see that tomorrow evening after the conference.
All right. Just to wrap things up, the sessions you gave today?
Yes. Today was my LDAP session, abbreviated and turned more into a same-time quick place focus instead of all of IBM. So that was first, same-time security and wrapping around 7.5 and policies. And not only that, but server security was the second one. And then that was it for today for me. I have three tomorrow or four tomorrow.
Excellent. And, anything else you want to add to tonight's podcast lit?
And a little update. Basically, this turned out to be a bigger event than we even anticipated with more people, and we appreciate that everybody's either they came or they're being patient and waiting for to see how this one goes before they register for London. But we now have, the big news, we now have over 13 countries represented at the conference.
Well, that's great. You know, for a first-time conference, I think Collaboration University is a hit.
It's a winner so far.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Chris.